from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's football season now. It is football season.
It's football weather.
I loved it this morning.
I almost put a sweatsuit on this morning, but I was like, I'm going to go in here and rock out with some shorts just one more week.
Yeah, you order your new sweatsuits?
Not yet. I got to go to the store. I was going to go to Dick's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it. I was being lazy.
No, it sounded like you drove there and got lost. I tried.
No, it's just like, you know how it is. When you get a day off, man, or if you have, a weekend of just leisure, and then you might be sipping on a little something. And then the day just gets away from you.
You put your feet up and you're out.
Like, yeah, I'm good. It was a great weekend of college football. So I was like, I'm chilling.
I hear that. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC. Early returns on our poll, pretty close to 50-50. That's how you hop in. We'll set up Hugh's Clues in a few minutes here. But Hugh, this game Friday night between the Packers and the Eagles, it's a huge game for a lot of reasons. One, it's week one, right? You want to get off to a good start. But two, this could be a tiebreaker. Howard has mentioned this. We'll have Howard on next hour for a while. He thinks this could be a game that decides eventually the number one seed here. Jeff Darlington, ESPN, he was hitting on how big of a game this is to start the season.
Yeah, this is the most important game of week one. And I say that because of what I heard out of there. This team has to get their chemistry back. They have been working all offseason on that. Nick Sirianni knows he has to get more out of Jalen Hurts in terms of locker room leadership, and Sirianni himself knows he needs to get more leadership out of himself within this locker room. This team went through an epic collapse last year. We can talk about the Chiefs and the Ravens and how much that game means to the rest of the season. Forget it. Both those teams are going to be alive and well at the end of the regular season. This is the game, to Marcus's point, where you are setting momentum in place. You are changing the dynamic and the narrative about the rest of the season. To me, this is the most important game of the NFL season for week one.
I agree with him here. This is a huge game for the Eagles. If they win, if they go down to Brazil and beat the Packers, they move off the distractions, they beat the Packers, they win in the first game with two new coordinators, which that's a lot of new stuff, right? You would think it's going to take them some time to feel comfortable. If they win this game, that would really make me feel like they're back. They are close to the top of the NFC because the Packers are a quality opponent.
Yeah, I look at it like similar to the way you're looking at it, but it all depends on how it goes. Like if they just look bad, like if they just look like the team that played last year in Tampa Bay, then that's a problem.
Of course.
But if they put up a good fight and it's one of those games that go down to the wire, that's a little something a little different. But, you know, the more and more I think about this game, and I know early on I said that I thought they'd lose this game in Green Bay. Starting to lean.
Wait a second.
I mean, I got a couple more days, man.
Starting to get eagled up, everybody.
And you know what? And that's the thing.
I can feel it.
I don't want to be, you know, that Mr. You know, Eagle here, but
well,
still,
listen,
I'm feeling the Eagles down there in Brazil right now. But it's one of those things for me. It all depends on how it goes. Like, to be honest, they can't look incompetent. Like, if you lose a good football game to a good team, then that's one thing. But if you go out there and you just look like some of the same things are going on, if there's some drama on the sideline in the first game, yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
So to the point of Jeff Darlington, ESPN there, if they win, we completely push aside all those worries, that stuff from last year, because they won in a new, obviously in a weird environment down there in Brazil, a long travel, different environment, different stadium. They won there. They beat a good team. It's all over. Like, we move past it and we're on to this year. If they lose, obviously it opens up the can of worms from last year again. But the other side of this, Hugh, is how good is Green Bay? Like, what are we facing here on Friday night down in Brazil? Jaws this morning on with the morning show talking about the Packers and how good they are. Obviously, he's impressed.
How good are the Packers?
Did anyone see that Green Bay-Dallas game last year?
Unbelievable.
They did. They'll know how good they can be offensively. Jordan Love is a tremendous quarterback. They rebuilt their offensive line. Here's where I'm going to look on the key matchups in the game. They have a new defense coordinator in Green Bay by the name of Jeff Hafley. He came from Boston College. He was a very creative college football coach with wild and crazy stuff. You know, I'm really did some really crazy stuff. So they haven't shown any of that in the preseason. Ooh. So now does he open up the bag of tricks now this Friday night in Brazil?
Well, we'll see. New coordinator down there on their defense.
Of course, you better be ready for some tomfoolery. You have to be. You have to be ready for whatever, because they know that this is an important game. Just as important as it is for us, it's equally as important for them.
Well, for the Eagles, it almost makes last year go away. For the Packers, it would legitimize it.
Yes, it is, man. And so this is a game where, you know, you hate to say must win because it's the first game of the season. But, boy, you talk about two fan bases that are going, that could potentially be going in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, this could validate the Green Bay Packers parking, and this could put to rest a lot of the ill feels that a lot of Eagles fans have right now, or the anxiety, I should say, Eagles fans
have. I have anxiety. Yeah, I have anxiety heading into the season. 215-592-9494. Quickly, before we go back to the phones here, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC as we enter the season? The odds to win the NFC. Here's how FanDuel stacks it up. The favorite is the San Francisco 49ers, plus 260. They're pretty significantly the favorite. And Hugh, I'm not surprised about that. They're bringing back the base of the whole team. Trent Williams apparently is heading there today to sign his contract. So he's going to eventually, I don't know if he's going to play week one after the whole summer off, but he's there, right? They re-sign Ayuk. They bring back a lot of a team that was in overtime in the Super Bowl last year. The Niners are the favorite. The second favorite in the NFC, second in the odds, the Detroit Lions, 5-1 to win the NFC. Look, they had a 17-point lead in the title game last year over San Francisco. Again, that doesn't surprise me. Hugh, the Eagles are third in the odds to win the NFC right now at 6-1. Now, interestingly enough, the Packers are fourth at 9-1. So that adds to why this is such a big game. Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers, your favorites right now in the NFC. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll tell you about our prize today and how we're setting this thing up. Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy NFL kickoff week, man.
Oh, hey. We're here, Chris. We are here. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Sorry to be shouting in your ears, but I'm a little excited, if you can't tell.
I can hear it in your voice. Well, I mean, listen, your college team won on Saturday. You got the Eagles on Friday. You're feeling good right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Joe. Yeah, huge win. Like I said, stone cold lead luck. Told you, Hugh. Sorry, no disrespect to the you know, our beloved Axemen family, but
yeah, that was,
you know, we needed to do that.
West Virginia was not ready for that game, man. They weren't ready for that one. They weren't ready.
And you know what? For to those that know that I'm a Penn State fanatic, I'm not a huge fan of Franklin, but thank God we got an offensive coordinator that is creative and can make things happen. And guys, you know what? That brings me right into our beloved Birds. You know, since we got Coach Goober, that's what the Eagles offense is going to look like, just like that Penn State offense. It's not going to look bland and boring. It's actually going to have some creativity, some motion. And I'll be that. How about this, guys? How about this notion? We're going to scheme guys open. How crazy is that? I do have a few things, though, also to point out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
You'll understand this point because it's, you know, it'll speak to you, but I view the 49ers like your 2023 Atlanta Braves. I think, sorry, had to take a dig, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard. I caught that.
So, no, I seriously, I viewed them like the Braves. So the Braves had that phenomenal year where statistically everybody went off. And we talked about this in the beginning of baseball season. And I was like, look, guys, that was just a year where the stars aligned. It's not going to happen like that. They're not going to be that good. And what did they do? They came back to earth. And more importantly, they also fought some injuries off. I feel like the San Francisco 49ers are going to go through that.
They could, Chris, and then when they're ready dealing with them. I mean, McCaffrey's been in and out all summer with a calf. And now, Chris, I always wonder when guys hold out all summer, do they get banged up when they come back? Is their bodies, you know, where they need them to be? Yeah, right.
They usually do. So I view them as that way, guys. And that's what I think. So I think, again, our coordinators are going to make a huge difference. And then I don't know if you heard the news, but earlier in the summer, we picked up a new running back, Quadzilla, guys. So he is going to have, again, an all-pro year. And you know what? I'll leave you out the door with a little bit of this. We are E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles! Fly, Eagles, fly!
Good stuff, like Chris. Sorry, he's in week one mode there. Now, will he have his voice by Friday?
Probably not.
Probably not. We may have to get revved up for this thing. 215-592-9494. All right, Chris believes they're the best team in the NFC. Are we sleeping on the Lions here?
A little bit.
I mean, it feels like...
But we can't. But I'm going to tell you why we can't.
Why?
Because that was the best season that the Lions have had in like 20 years.
I think ever. I mean, I'm serious.
Well, okay, because they won a playoff game, right?
They won two,
yeah,
and they were up 17 in the title game. The last time I remember them in the title game when I was very young, and I think they got blown out in the game. Like they had a lead in the NFC. I think that was the best year they've ever had.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna move the line because you know it's a lot of line moving going on.
Yeah, you're the king of this.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna move the line, but I feel like they have to show me.
You know, the Eagles don't have to show you, but the Lions have to show you?
I set it up. I said I was moving the line.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Because I'm an Eagle. I can do that. I got boots on the ground here. I don't know what they got going on in Detroit.
A lot of good players is what I saw last year.
They do. And Jared Goff, you know what? Jared Goff is quietly, like, he's a quarterback that does not get a whole lot of respect. He's a pretty good quarterback, man.
Yeah, he is.
Because he was a cast-off.
So, look, I get the reason the Niners might come take a step back. They're older. Injuries. Last year was their peak year. I see that. Some people don't want to believe in the Packers yet. They got to do it I get all that. The Lions are good. I mean, I don't see the questions there other than you don't want to believe the Lions are good. 215-592-94. I know. It's the history. It's Detroit. They've never won anything. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, along with the conversation today on the Eagles, do you believe this is the best team in the NFC entering the season? Hugh, we got a prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Now, we're going to be down there Thursday, 2 days from now. We're going to broadcast live as we start up the football season, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day and a beautiful view from the Chesapeake Inn Marina. We got a $50 gift card to the restaurant. We're going to play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use clues and you.
So I forgot. What are we giving away again?
$50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant.
You just said it.
We're rolling. It's week one.
Listen, because I'm trying to buy myself a little bit of time because I know I'm going to make people mad with this first clue.
Oh, no.
But you have to listen, people. Got to listen to the clues, man, because these are some good clues. You just got to listen. Okay. I played a pro game in this city.
Okay. Clue number one. And is that a little vague? That you play in a lot of cities?
The first clue is supposed to be vague.
All right, I'm just
saying. Think about it, though, people. Think about it.
All right. Hugh Douglas played a professional game in this city. 215-592-94.
The vitriol is about to start 90,
yeah,
on just my Twitter.
Don't look at your mentions. All right. Ross Tucker joins us at 11 for the first time this season. It's football when Ross is on. When we come back, something stood out to me about the way the Eagles are talking about Brazil and how the Packers are talking about it. Not sure I love what I'm hearing here. 215-592-9494 plus Hugh's clues for a chance at a great price. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Let's discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.